You're listening to the audio production of A Proper Marriage, a novella by Dorothy Love, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Lindsay Ross.
In loving memory of Peggy Moss Fielding. A note from the author. Dear readers, some years ago, while conducting research for my Hickory Ridge series, I came across a reference to a Quaker community in eastern Tennessee, noted for its role in the Underground Railroad during the Civil War. As I read more about the Quakers, I grew to admire their progressive ideas, and Quaker women such as Lucretia Mott, Susan B. Anthony, and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, who fought for women's suffrage. Rhoda Coffin, a leader in the prison reform movement, and Elizabeth Comstock, who worked to better the lives of freed slaves. I admire them for having the courage of their convictions and for the quiet simplicity with which they practice their faith. When I needed a place to shelter my young couple in a proper marriage, I created the Quakers of Sweetbriar Creek. I hope you enjoy getting to know them along with Luke and Olivia. Dorothy. Chapter 1. A Mountain Road in Western North Carolina. March 1848. Sitting next to Luke McKenzie as the wagon crossed the rickety wooden bridge, Olivia clutched the seat and braced herself against its roll and sway, fighting the waves of nausea rising in her throat. She shifted her weight, hoping to ease the dull pain in her back. Though they'd left only hours ago, her discomfort and apprehension made her feel as if they'd traveled for days. This morning, in the steel-colored pre-dawn light, Luke had loaded the wagon with a barrel of dishes, their trunks, and a few pieces of furniture. A table, two chairs, a small chest of drawers that had been her mother's. And they'd set off before Blue Gap was awake. Now a weak sun rose, chasing the chill from the cold blue mountain morning and casting a pale glow on the surface of the river. Laden with broken branches from yesterday's storm, the water rushed beneath them, roiling with pieces of broken tree limbs and masses of swirling leaves. Olivia watched a sturdy branch tangled with new leaves as it bobbed and tumbled in the turbulent river. They reached the far side of the bridge. The horse strained in his traces, drawing the wagon along the narrow road that wound upward through thick strands of scrub oak and pine. "You all right, Olivia?" Luke.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?